Hello.
What's up, squad members?
What's up, people? So here we are. Y'all are about to hear our audio from the skills challenge. It's a rod. Yeah, and so in the last episode, what were the different events, Sylves?
So in our last episode, we told you that the three events at the skills challenge were the 1v1, goalkeepers versus field players, tech ball, and the crossbar challenge.
Word. Okay, so yeah, you'll hear that. You'll hear how chaotic it is. And then after that, you'll hear interviews from different people. So hope y'all enjoy. Yay.
Yay.
But David, you gotta go again. Please, you get a point for your team. Now, just real quick.
Is a field player today.
What room? That was
worth it. Oh, that's funny.
The brick wall stops Jaden's shot. It was an incredible long touch, but the stutter didn't fool Kingsbury. Good job, Jaden. So now that is no points awarded.
Am I doing live commentary?
They're trying to cut me off on purpose.
What's up, world?
I get it.
Squad members.
One, that's one. Now Penelope needs to convert one more to earn her team a point.
Penelope Hawking is up. We are doing, is this a dribble?
No idea.
We're dribbling and trying to beat the goalkeeper. Is Kingsbury? Oh, Hawking is 2 for 2.
Shaw was the first participant. And he gets 1 point.
That was very fun. I wish we were broadcasting this.
Okay.
Be cool. This event has potential. Also, the
next up, Didi Haricich.
She's a goalkeeper. Didi Haricich is a field player. That alone, worth the price of it.
Who doesn't love a goalkeeper?
I can't
reward.
Wait to see this. Alright. Here goes Haricich. Goalkeeper versus goalkeeper.
Oh!
She kept it low to the left and just missed it.
Kingsbury said she thought
that this is hilarious. We're very much doing this.
Almost tucked in
another far corner. We're making this up as we go, but it's also pretty fun.
It's a blueprint of things to come.
It's a pretty good turnout here. All right, second attempt from Harrison.
Oh, that's
slow. Goalkeeper on goalkeeper. And she did it in her goalkeeper jersey.
Didi, I noticed a touch to the side, changed the angle a little bit. Intentional?
She's probably the warmest player here because she got a lawsuit. Yeah, that's... Yes, that is definitely... That's definitely...
Yeah, she's got one more. So if she scores, this right. Team West gets a point. If Kingsbury stops her, no.
Don't touch it now.
Oh, we're doing this 3 times?
Oh! Far post, Didi, that's to the right and low.
And the Western game, we're tied
1-1. Okay, tied 1-1, right?
Who says goalkeepers
who
can't do it
play
all?
In the field? I hope somebody has that on tape.
All right, next up is
that's what I'm talking about
right.
For all.
This should be on TV.
Always be shooting
messy.
She might be able to feel the blossom.
We'll see.
Ooh. Let's go, Messiah. Oh, let's go, Messiah.
Beats Kingsbury to the left with her foot.
Hey.
Okay. We hit a grit. That's a gritty. Gritty. That was the gritty.
Sullivan, what'd you think of that?
Let's see if she makes it too.
That's great, great.
Signature headband.
Class act.
Special red headband.
Well said.
She's very talented. Oh. I think Messiah or Pope.
Ooh!
Messiah! Messi!
Power! One season!
Absolutely blasted it by her.
And Bryce just hammers that one.
Top left corner. Lovely shot. Kingsbury got a hand on it, but she couldn't keep it out.
2-1. Now Dunny steps up. Like before that, Dunny. Let's talk about this a little bit.
Also, notice that Dunn doesn't have a club jersey on.
Is that what you anticipated?
Dunn doesn't have a club jersey on.
Oh, yeah. Do you want the goalkeeper to stay on the line?
Everybody
has to. I mean, she's already been out here. She was like, I want you to.
But you still finished. All right, Dunny, what you got?
She just got an NWSL girl.
Yeah.
I mean, can you stay in the USL? No. This is me on record saying Seattle's really nice and we have
don't
a lot
do that.
Of for chicken.
Get the hell out of here.
What's up?
Cook them.
Oh.
Cook them.
Oh! Oh.
Yes.
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, I'll throw, hold the microphone. To
all right, there's still two okay. more chances. Oh, she's demonstrating on
that. It's okay.
Let's see if Crystal and I can get this one back.
Let's
you do. That's right. That's the life of a goalkeeper. One save is never enough.
Come on. Oh. Oh. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, let's go. You should play in the pack.
And all comes down to this. 1-1 between these two. If Dunn finishes, point west.
Let's go.
Yep. A little gamesmanship here. You see him?
For those of you who are able to watch this,
each
attack gets three chances.
Skills challenge. Here we go.
I was like, is this a hand one?
No.
It's not. I was something like, it's like horse?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh.
That was always
good. Right? Well, Sullivan on the ball is lovely. But yeah, that's 2-0 East. So.
Would you prefer this over regular penalty? Why not?
Is that a food?
Well, I don't even pay for regular penalties, so I don't know how these
are.
There you go.
So that the
answer should be yes.
She said, I don't do that.
No, not her ministry. No.
All right, it's stressful.
So if you get two chances. If you make close, it's done.
And then if you miss one, you have a third chance.
3-1, thank you.
It's 3-1.
Not good enough.
Okay, next up is
what matters. Said the West.
The East.
Next up, Michelle Alozzi. She's warming up. She's stretching it out.
It's the East all in a row. And I think they switched. All right, here she goes. Nasty shot from Alozzi to beat Large. And she's on the line. Oh, was that Leonard or was that Kingsbury?
Kingsbury.
Oh, she's West, right? Okay. Sorry, Alozzi for the West beats Kingsbury far right corner low.
Our first lefty, by the way.
Oh, yeah. She is our first. Oh, she has the different color boots. I forgot about that.
Oh, lovely. Lovely defending. Lovely keeping.
Sorry. Now you ain't cooking me again.
Yeah.
She learned a lesson after the first one.
Tell me what happened there. That was different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. She said I wanted to make her feel good.
Proud, okay?
We need more of this kind of talk in the game. We need players mic'd up during games. That's what I
mean.
Coming up big. Hey kids, if you're a goalkeeper, always make yourself big.
I need to know more about the
rule number one.
Why two different color boots?
That's her style.
Balotelli debuted in 2014, and I'm a big Balotelli fan, so.
Wow. That's a deep cut. Balotelli?
The first one, that's I don't know about the last two, but.
Uh-oh.
Do I need to unroll?
All right. Still sitting at 3-1. Right. Now
the Selly Queen is up.
Is up for the East.
With a bright orange boot. What's up, man? I have high expectations of midfielders.
Living on the edge.
You got Archer.
All right. Oh! She went top bins, ambitious. She went top bins, ambitious, just misses. She gets another chance.
That's right, you get two more. It was good speed, though, off the line.
It just went to the. She was going for the other net. She was going for the other net.
Yeah, that was about to get.
On the other side.
Send somebody the glory.
I mean, it had a sting, some sting on it, that's for sure.
Oh!
She's an attacking midfielder.
In a nutshell.
Who's up next?
It's our last.
All right, so we're sitting at 3-1 for the East, and that means we are moving on to our next challenge, which is Tech Ball right over here.
Okay, Tech Ball. All right, we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Shaw from this side. O'Sullivan low on this. Yes. So the question is, we have max one touch. You have to each touch the ball before it goes across, and you have a maximum of three as a team. So minimum two, maximum three.
Okay, I'm going to watch this once.
Correct, and then you can just spike it. And.
So it's Sean Dunn versus LaMonta.
You can take two touches. Yeah. But both of you have to touch the ball before you send it across.
This is going to get very intense.
And your serve is... It's like ping pong, so just get it over there. It does not have, I know, I asked that too. It doesn't, you just get it over. Like volleyball, let's go with that. Yeah, you can, let's do one warm up. You pack up the crowd, let's go.
What does it mean by tech ball, right?
All right, who's going for this team? Team West! You guys ready? Do you need?
We're
going to
learn this together.
We're good? But just do some VIR stuff over there. All right, we're ready? No, I'm from the West Coast, so West Coast gets a start.
Wow, C-pole ring. Wow. And that's exactly how.
This is the famous short dribble serve. Oh, point one. I'm going to need help with the scoring, girls. Yes, here we go. Thank you very much. 1-0. Same serve by Dunn. It's a deep serve. They've got three times. Oh, and it hits the net. Dunn is on a roll. Who's Coco?
Oh,
we got ourselves a rally now.
Ping pong soccer, basically what we're playing.
Points though. We're 2-0 for West. East is up. Oh, we're not doing rally stuff. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for paying attention to the rules. 2-1. This is a team effort. 2-1. Can we switch jobs? Actually, I can't do that either.
Well, a goalkeeper might be able to do this, right?
It is 2-1 for the West.
Wait, so is this the road?
Service.
This is the real run now. That was the
she called it. Oh! That's nasty. That means it's 3-1. I got it now, though.
Oh,
I got it now. Okay. All right, Jaden, what
West.
You got?
West.
Sean, it's a deep serve. That's difficult.
Oh, we had it.
It's a good try with the flick. Doesn't make it over. That's 4-1 for the West.
What are we going to?
Nice. Nice control with the head. Oh, that's a cracking touch. Deep.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, it doesn't find its way on the table. That's 5-1. West is on a roll.
We have not been given a final point total.
Oh. Yeah, the balls are just
redo. Redo. I'm calling redo. I told you. Redo. Jaden, reserve.
This is the preview of the bay.
Where are you? It's a redo. I was right. I want everyone to hear that. I was right. Where's my husband? Service.
So single serve.
Oh! Maybe justice prevails. So 5-2. We're moving on.
All right,
oh, that's a nasty serve. Oh, you gotta find your teammate. Getting a little selfish over here, Ben. Oh, off the table. Now we're sitting at 6-3.
Like goalkeeper, 1v1.
Service. Huh?
Was it good? Yeah.
You didn't say
Coco. I mean, Harrisy's just a field player, so.
Point. Oh, West, 7-3.
No, Harrisy's just the only goalkeeper who's a field player. There's only two goalkeepers. So it's London.
Teammate.
She tried to get cute.
Doesn't find its way on. 8-3. Keep the pressure on. The West is trying to rapid fire here, not letting them regroup.
This is soccer being fun.
Center step. Here we go. Fast feet.
Okay. Headers.
Oh, I thought it was going to find its way on. Difficult setup.
It's such a small
setup.
Table. Like, it really is about controlling tight spaces.
8-3. Not 9-3 now.
And we have 4 midfielders.
Oh, missing. 9-4 off the table. Miss a golden opportunity. This could be comeback time for the East. A deep service. No. All right.
East another one.
That's got to be 5. 9-5. East is making a push here. Remember, we're going to 15.
Oh, wow.
And you can sub in at any time.
The collective.
Point, East. Comeback is on.
We're going to like 10.
9-6.
Oh, they can sell people in.
Oh, it's these deep services.
I don't think they're
going to
sell people in. That's not how professional work.
10-6. 5 more to go for the West.
Oh, it's just East versus West. I don't think Dunn and Shaw. They don't sell
it. Oh, she goes to the shallow.
Passing the torch here. Oh, there's a little self. All right. Now we're getting
East, however. 10-7.
It's getting intense now. I don't think these players are
going to stick out. Oh, chest over. Does it at the table. Giving gifts back.
Okay. I feel like there's some trash talk, but we can't hear it.
11-7.
7-11. 7-11. That's
nice
seven
control.
Not enough on it.
We're getting close to a point for the West. It is now 12-7.
Also, the West is leading currently.
Got to tighten it up.
The East from the first skill set.
Oh, whoa.
That was on the table.
That was a drawing. That's deep.
She tried to get the cut.
East is still in this.
You can see from
12-8.
Our wonderful photographer, videographer.
Do you stretch out a better angle?
Okay. A little slippage by Dunn happens. This is grass.
Service.
Oh no! Fault.
Okay, yeah. Fault. Redo.
That's not
giving gifts.
That's not how it works.
Oh! It's a silky touch. It was a silky touch. It whiskered off.
Wow.
It whiskered.
Was in tennis when you got to do the review.
How we VAR in table tennis?
13-8. Two more points.
It's still not getting it.
I don't know. Oh my gosh! Again, give a guess. 13-9.
All right, the West needs 2 more, and they're struggling under the pressure a little bit.
This is an important point because one more, it's going to be a game point for the West if they get this one. This is going good control. I see the focus. This is different. Oh, no.
But she kept it.
Golden
opportunity.
Okay. Just overhead. Oh, okay.
I have a bad angle.
13, 10. Oh, good adjustment by Dunn to get it back. Two touches.
It does. It warmed up.
The
sun made it a little more.
Oh, oh. This way.
Oh. Injury. Oh. Max, we need the doctors. Yeah. Where's the magic spray? Who's got the white spray? Yeah.
What's up?
Kevin, they are making a push. Oh, that is a filthy. Oh, that was a filthy serve. One for placement. That.
Oh, no.
We're not enough. 13, 13.
Oh, my God. Jesus, come back.
Oh, that's an excellent header to get across.
Oh, she went on too.
Oh, one touch.
Oh.
Still alive. The focus. That is game right there. Oh!
Oh, wow.
Oh! Game point coming up. 14-13 for
East. 13-13
comeback.
Oh, no way.
Now we're sitting at 4-1 East in the lead. Checking everyone to make sure my math is correct.
3-2.
Okay, we're going. Now we got another round of that. And you can use the same players. You can use different players. Switch sides sounds great. Let's go with that. And remember, you can sub in players. You gotta work on your guys. Come here. What did you learn from that?
Well, you know, it's sports. I mean, anything gonna happen, and you know, we're in it still. We're gonna take on this next game. We're gonna make some subs because we believe we are a deep team. We have depth. We are going to utilize everybody, and you know, now we're gonna, you know, we're gonna.
You guys gonna share the commentary?
Wow, we have a
goalkeeper. Right,
so it is one.
No. They're going to warm up a little bit. What about you guys? How did you stay so focused and calm after all of those really bad touches? All right, you guys ready? Okay, we switched sides, everyone. So now we got East, West. Just, I'm keeping track, you're keeping track. I'll remind the crowd, you have 3-touch max, but 2-touch minimum, and you both have to touch it in order to advance it across. No, you get 1 point for winning tech. There's 2 games, 1 point each. So we're sitting at 4-1 with 1 point on the line to advance to our final skills challenge. Are you ready, Michelle? Mary, what did you learn?
I think we really just need to know that perseverance is key. And just because you're down 4-1, hey, the Lakers can do it, you know, Warriors can do it. It's all about how you come back. Yeah. Yeah, crowd, give it up for me, please.
You said that to a
you know, so just because, you know, they're playing for example, you know, we'll play to the top, no problem.
Wow. Well said. All right, let's see ya. Oh, goes for the unorthodox header stop, okay. It works!
Oh, yeah, that's a header service.
You have to kick start? Is that true? You, oh, yes. Thanks, Andrew. Now you
yeah, we're making up rules.
We do not have real rules.
You have to kick it, but I liked it. It's stymied that movie. It was great.
Hey, she was like, why not? You know what I mean?
Right.
Also, we'll yeah, also, we're gonna redo that. She never got one serve.
Also, can we shout out the DJ right now?
Yeah, the DJ is killing it.
There is some good music here. I will say that. They hired well. We need to know who that DJ is. I wonder if the photo had to say.
It was close.
Sorry, did you see the shot?
What a shot.
So the East has already won four games.
The East two. Still. Nothing.
Well, they won the one-on-one. And then, yeah. Yoda wins the
game.
Oh, hilarious.
Well, we're going with
that. All right, get in.
Oh, that's good placement.
Nice.
The
this is a good round. Oh, right, just misses.
Are they going on
strategy,
the
hit on the side of the tech
so.
Table. It's working.
I think this is a two-hour event for us.
Oh, that's a deep serve. That, oh!
This win is oh, oh, Dunn is harassing. In glee. It's a joyful harassment.
Now we got everyone ready to put the ball back in play. Quick, oh, what a serve. Discuss your weekend plans. Who's going to the game tomorrow?
It's
going to be an incredible atmosphere. One of the best that we've had yet. I am certain of it. NWSL championship game tomorrow. If you don't have your tickets, make sure you get those immediately. You guys ready? Talk now. We're regrouped. We're good.
Yeah, there's money involved.
Okay, so we're taking 7-2. Service on. Oh, your timeout worked. 7-3. Oh, a deep pass. And they're back. 8-3.
8-3 West, right?
Yeah. Retake. Point East, 8-4. Oh, point West, 8-9-4.
The score is hard.
Good teamwork.
The score is very hard.
This looks so fun.
Oh!
Oh! She just popped. 10-5. Oh! The high bounce. They're still alive. Oh, can't dunk it on
I'm
the table.
Say this.
11-5, and they serve. They're just playing the pressure.
They're missing out. She's horrible. She is hilarious.
3 points away!
Also very good, but I'm just saying, oh, missed opportunity.
Denied by the net! Again, just a nice little touch by Munn.
The goalkeeper is doing well. I just want to point that out. Every goalkeeper.
Oh, that's game!
You won the best you got right
there.
Like, just a personality. Do we only get a 2 minute
count? Yeah, we're just making up as we go.
Okay,
now we're going to our last challenge.
She's
going to
stick with it. We're going to go 4-2.
Wait, so it's 4-2 East or West?
Yeah, they're 4-2. Wasn't it 4-1 West?
No, it was
4-1
West.
So I just gotta, you know, speak this out properly. I'm just as confused. I'm like, what's up?
All good, all good. Listen, we're all here for a good time. It's a beautiful game. It's fun. No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure. We still have 49 minutes left. Oh no, we've been here 49
You guys will get autographs after. Make sure you stick around. There's going to be 30 minutes with all of our athletes where you can interact, get autographs. Okay. But you guys will absolutely get something special, okay? Take care of you guys. Thank you again. You guys want to hang out in here and watch the last show?
Crossbar time.
Let's do that. Why don't you guys post that by the table?
crossbar challenge.
Alright, we're moving to our last challenge. It is the crossbar challenge. This is where the winner takes all. I think that's all we need to know.
The photo.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Put that on.
Wait, briefly explain the
point
system.
I missed the explanation. Oh, shit. We're about to find out in real time.
Listen, it's a goal.
This is very
Messiah Bray is going to start. I guess we are going East Coast. I got over on this one. East Coast has 4 points.
East has 4, West has 2.
Remember, if you crossbar, 1 point. And
East has Bright and Levant are currently up, and the West has Elozia and.
Oh, so close! Oh,
yeah.
Lo and Levante
up next. Right, that was just under. Oh, no, I lied.
Michelle
Lowe's is
going.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
She's
the sunset.
Whoa! Just
missed. I'm glad
nobody's
cars back
there.
The owner of the white sedan, you may need to fix your window.
Right. All right, now, it's your turn.
Oh, that's yep.
Shades. Oh, okay, check out the cameraman.
It's
all right. We've got insurance for you, sir. Right. See us after. Hello. Oh, she does.
Here comes Marcel's mom. Oh. She did get back.
So 0 points, just to be clear. 0 points. We need to get to seven. That was a good shot for a goal. An even better one. By the way, these are your goal scorers, people. Oh! So close! Oh! That's a sick free kick.
To quote Eddie Griffin on the Skin on the Chappelle Show, 7-7. What you know about 7, pay me.
Oh! Just there.
Oh.
That was cute again.
That
was cute, Michelle.
Oh!
Didn't get the dip! Yeah. We're honing it in, everyone! Oh, we're just finding our range. Maybe I'm gonna move them closer. Okay, not your best. You know what? You need to stop copying Messiah, please. This is it.
Oh!
It's gotta die. Donnie's gonna deliver.
Oh!
In the next round. Okay, on cue, everyone. 0 points. We need 7. Let's hear the crowd.
There we go. Oh!
You can stop.
I believe it.
Oh, that was getting closer, Michelle.
Oh, I thought that was it.
Did you want to stick? I wouldn't.
Well, so there's a reason these teams weren't in the NWSL championship.
Oh, my God.
I'm being
disrespectful now.
I could never play this level. Come on. We had some substitutions. Dee Dee's in. Katie's in. Lowe's still in.
Hey, just gonna be my crossbar.
Well, yeah, because you're in the crossbar, not putting it actually in the net.
It's a lot. I think
Not like the last one.
I think they were overly ambitious.
Yeah, because I don't even think for the All-Star game, I think it's like 5 or 4.
You guys
maybe
gonna
three?
Sell?
Maybe 3.
I gotta tell you, I didn't see this game taking this long. Now you're finding your range. Oh, Jesus!
Get light up.
We now need goal line technology for this.
When it hits the bar, it lights up.
Yes. Oh, it lights up.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're not there yet. This is year one.
Well, apparently they tried to do it. Oh. And it was.
Halo, is it gonna be over under? Or just right.
No, they only hit 2.
Oh, okay.
Or they hit 3.
Oh, three.
They finally
okay.
hit 3, so now they're at 5, but they still gotta keep going.
Dunn's
gonna carry that team. She's used to that.
Wow.
All right, Hawking.
I'm sorry. I was really laughing about this. Okay, Cardi B, let's go.
Ooh. Oh, I thought that was good.
All right. Okay. Oh.
It felt good.
The technique seems to be to skim it off the top. Like, to try to skim it.
All right, Penelope.
You want it to be up on top of the hot bar. Underneath is much harder. We're hitting it squares.
Come on, Dunn.
She can
go. Who's that done?
I
Not the Lord, not the Lord.
I feel,
come on, Denise.
Yeah, that would be good. Yes! Oh, it feels good. Oh. I say that about everyone. Not everyone.
No, they're at six.
Oh, they were ready.
They're taking advantage of Allie's forgetfulness. They're at six.
You're kidding. Okay, East Coast.
Right there.
That's what that is.
She's at six. They're at six.
West Coast at seven.
Don's hit two, and then Heritage has hit the one. Don hit twice. And Don hit twice. That's still six. They only came in with two.
We're creating drama, is what we're doing.
Donnie only hit two!
Hey. No, she hit the goalpost. We're going to count that.
But that was only a half stand, and you still need another half stand.
We're rounding up.
Oh, now we round up?
We're rounding up.
Is that how we do it? She hit six. Don hit two. Don hit two. Don hit two.
Oh, she looked at you. Oh.
So not North Carolina. She's not coming to North Carolina.
I ain't got nothing North Carolina.
She wanted you to come to Carolina. I'm just saying.
I did it for Sully.
Wow.
It's six and a half.
Sully, I wanna hurt. I did it for Sully.
Some ball don't lie action soon.
Let's go.
There we go. It's kicked it. It hits the ball. Now it's 7.5.
$25,000.
All right, y'all heard the audio. Yay, it was fun. So, and yes, Ebony is now not affiliated with Shea Butter. Just playing. We are sorry, but, Team West. It wasn't us. It wasn't us. It wasn't the Shea
Butter. I'm not playing when it comes to Michelle. It wasn't us.
It wasn't us, Michelle. It wasn't us.
It wasn't us.
You had beef with somebody else. But okay. But anyway, let's get into some post-game interviews. So we talked to the first interview up is going to be Messiah Bright.
Thank you.
Yeah, we just want to ask
you about
this.
Okay.
Yeah, so how was it going from draft night to getting the invite here for the Skills Challenge?
It's awesome. I mean, every opportunity counts, so I'm just happy to be here and have all these kids out here just to be an inspiration to them. So, yeah, couldn't complain.
All right, and then what are your off-season plans?
I'm actually home in Dallas, Texas, so I'll be training out there, spending time as much as I can with my family. But, yeah, just trying to relax and live it up, get my mental right, just to go back in and start it all over.
All right, are you doing any
football? Well, we have, like, rec and stuff indoor, so probably, you know, catch a few pickup games, but, yeah.
All right, and did TCU make it this year to the...
No.
I'm sorry, man.
We're not going to speak on that. I've been more on a you know, more like a chill vibe. I mean, YB just dropped his album, but I mean, tunes have been mellow for sure. Yeah, a little R&B. Should it be a surprise? Or? Okay, it could be a surprise.
And what are you looking most forward to next season? With Orlando, obviously, you all,
yeah, I mean, we still have a point to prove, so that's mainly the main thing that I'm excited for. I mean, we were right there, so you know, I think, you know, just growing as a team, we were a young team, so things that, you know, we dealt with through during the season, we can definitely take in as growth and, you know, just do better for the upcoming season.
How has it been playing?
Yes. Oh, she's awesome. She's like a mentor to me. You know, we kind of had like a heart-to-heart with another campaign that we worked with, so that was awesome. Just, you know, learning her life story, she learning mine. So, yeah, I mean, I love her. I love her to death. And I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to play with her and still have that opportunity until this day. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you. It was good seeing y'all.
Now that you heard Messiah Bright, next interview.
Our next interview is Lola Bonta.
Yeah.
Is this on video?
East Side. You guys, I'm from Cali, so you know how hard it is for me to say East Side? Like, I'm such a West Side person. Yes, I was like, West Side, Best Side, like, East. What does that even rhyme with? I don't even know, but winners doesn't even matter. I belong here. Like, this, my skin is glowing. My body feels great. My joints feel great. You know, it's too cold already back there, but every time I come back here, you know, my family is here. Vanzi, yeah, yo, I represent Cali. You don't even know.
All right, very nice. What are your off-season plans?
Off-season plans right now, well, one, I'm going to be a WAG because my husband's still in playoffs. So I'm a full, thank you, full-blown WAG right now after, you know, I bring home this prize money. But, you know, it's kind of just going to be doing that. And then we actually, I have a couple NWSL weddings because we can only do it in the off-season. So I always try and be around my girls. We're going to be having fun. And then, obviously, training because I have a new coach. So I got to work hard for him. Maybe. Right? New, old, but, like, also never really brought me into the national team. So I still got to prove myself. So, you know, it's not going to be easy for me is all I'm saying. Right?
In a new stadium.
New stadium. That's going to be hype. That's going to be hype. Especially, you know, it's very intimate. It's not as big as stadium we're in now. But it's going to be hype. It's first one of its kind, I think. Going to sell out constantly. Like, our season tickets basically fill up everything, so it's going to be hype, and I'll see you guys there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah! That's the guy who can get you tickets.
Wait.
Yeah!
All right. Wait. Before you walk away.
Yes.
Because you all won, do you have a celebration dance? Because you got all these dances.
This is a silly queen here.
Bro, I was about to start throwing some cheeks, but I looked at the ages. I was like, oh my gosh, this is not my target audience.
Wait, so I gotta say your follow-up question. So what kind of music would you put with your gold celebration?
Bro, well, last night I did a panel and they were like, who would you challenge to twerk with you? And I was like, Meg Thee Stallion. I'm not challenging her. I need to just be behind her. Like, that is swag. You know what I'm saying? I need to learn. I need her at her right now.
I feel like Meg does know some NWSL folks. Maybe she can give you some off-season tutorials.
Bro, she didn't invite me to a concert. That's what I need to be around her, but that's what I want.
Are you thinking about Sully for next season?
I want to say after competing right now, I'm like, oh, I could do this and celebrate this way. But I'm not going to run for the next month, so I'm not even thinking about soccer or anything. So that's what I was saying. Holler at me in March when the games start, and I'll be pulling them out.
I'm excited to see if there's also more, like, incorporating the team.
Yes, thank you. I was saying that this year when I was injured for, like, a month and they were scoring. Nobody was celebrating, and I was like, I thought I left a legacy. I thought I set a standard here.
It's a high bar.
But I'm
no,
like,
but you need a whole team celebration.
Can I ask you this? How does it feel to see other athletes and other sports doing your celebration?
Honestly, it is great. It gets me a lot of new followers every time they repost it, and I'm there for that. But I think that's what we need to do in this sport in general is celebrate the little things, keep the gold celebrations coming. I think, like, to shout out one, Morgan Weaver on Portland is another very good, funny-ass celebrating person.
But it's exciting, and now you'll be seen on more stages, so that'll be, you can do your
little
swag
song.
Oh, bro.
Okay.
Oh, bro, oh, she's...
And then...
Do you
swag
song?
Yeah,
wait,
yeah, can we...
This, okay. Well, it can't be no river raft, it's gotta be on beat. But,
I would hope so, but, you know, we actually... I don't know. We got a couple questionable. You were like, oh, your team. And I started thinking about it. I was like, going down my starting 11. I don't know.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
that.
Man.
It's
got to
be practice.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Right. Well, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Love your vibe.
All right. And in a brief interview we had with the fan favorite, Jaden Shaw. It was pretty dope. Jaden is beloved. She is everybody's
very
favorite player. No matter what they look like. It was all like, Jaden, she is the people's champ.
It's very cool to see.
Okay, apparently after this, we were being... I love seeing this. We'll be quick, we promise. I know you have so many fans, we don't want to. I don't want to keep any of these lovely children from being their hero here. Hi, what's up, Jaden? So, disappointing first one, but how was it to be in the skills competition?
Oh, I mean, it was a lot of fun. And I also hope that it's right here. But yeah, no, I had so much fun, and I'm almost here, and it's fun to be competitive, you know, outside of, like, the league and everything, so, but yeah, this is super fun.
Okay, you've had a fantastic year, so how are you feeling going into the off-season? She's a busy woman, sorry. How are you feeling going into the off-season? What are you looking forward to doing or not doing, and then what are you looking forward to next year?
Yeah, obviously, a lot of training still. My first... off-season being an international player, so hopefully just continuing to get those clubs as long as I continue to work hard and earn that spot. But yeah, so I'm just doing that and then spending some time with my family back home. And
Very nice.
And for our last interview, you're going to hear... from the one Michelle Alozier. We are so sorry again. it ain't our fault, but we appreciate you. We loved you, and it was great meeting you in person.
Indeed.
No, we could do a quick one. I just want to get out to all the fans real quick.
So I wanted it to be known. It wasn't our fault. The situation. It happened. What's the point?
Let's go!
Just let it be known.
I mean, it looked a little suspect. Looking over at the media area, and you guys were the only ones fighting us. I don't know. Wait, I'm just
saying,
I remember in my mind.
Wait, where's she going?
But you see wearing the whole Nigerian jersey, but you're right, not really repping me. That's crazy. That's really crazy.
What team? My team.
It'd be my own people.
But my team was on the east, I just like the game and the competition, and can I jump over there?
Yeah, I think they're calling you over there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I had to make it known. What did you say, Butterfall? We're
West Coast.
So how was the competition? How was the experience for you?
Yeah, this is really fun. It was the first time they did something like this, and I think the group of girls that was here was amazing. The crowd was amazing, and I think it was fun just kind of having a little bit of fun, growing more intention towards the championship weekend, so that's all we can really ask for.
Word.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to in the off-season, or do you still have school?
No, I'm definitely in the off-season, still with Team Nigeria, so see if I'll hopefully get called into some of those camps. But excited to just relax a little bit, travel a little bit maybe, and just, you know, kind of enjoy my time.
Oh, so you've had a heck of a year.
This is a long season. Yeah.
So you've been balling out. So one more thing. Is there any music you're currently listening to?
Ooh, Rema. Rema just dropped, and the way that he just sings, the things he does to me, I love Rema. So Rema
okay.
For sure. Yeah.
All right, the people always want to know. So we appreciate you. We know you got to get your fans
the
time on autographs.
Thank you
so much.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It wasn't us.
One more.
Hey, I'm Ari. That's it. Shea Butter. Check us out. We got more episodes coming. We love y'all. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Check us out during the off season. More content to come. Shea.